Tomorrow night, the musical Little Shop of Horrors opens at Chattanooga Theater Center. Maggie Hudgens is the director. Garrett Henson Hink plays Seymour, the flower shop worker. And Jenna Rayborn plays Audrey, Seymour's co-worker and crush. Oh, and then there's Audrey, too. That would be the man-eating plant that wants to take over the world.
I've loved this show for a really long time. I love the kind of offbeat comedy that it has. I love the paradoxes that are involved throughout the show. It's talking about a man-eating plant while you're kind of snapping to a doo-wop beat, which is kind of fun.
Never goes out of style.
How can it? So the parody and the satire drew me to it. So when I knew they were doing it at the theater center, I kind of talked to Todd a little bit and said, is there any way I could be involved with this show? I love to do it. And luckily, I got the job.
Even for something that doesn't go out of style and it's been around quite a while and comes back again and again, there's always something new to grapple with and putting it on the stage.
Well, I guess we start the way we'd start with any production with the kind of smaller moments, and then we start putting all those small moments together as we get new pieces in. So Donnell, who's the voice of Audrey 2, would kind of start out on stage. And there are a couple of rehearsals where Donnell and Garrett were actually playing off of each other. Even though we don't see Donnell, we see Garrett with a big puppet. So I think you were happy to get the puppet in there.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's a whole new experience. I mean, from that first rehearsal with Donnell, of interacting with just a person, but then envisioning this massive plant that comes to life with someone else inside of it. It's awesome to kind of interact with something new like that, that you've never gotten the opportunity to interact with on stage before. And what other show is out there really that has a man-eating plant?
And instead of two people, then we have a third person involved. So the lines are being interpreted three different ways through the voice, and then the voice working off of Garrett, and then there's a puppeteer in the center of it who's listening to the voice and then manifesting the physicality. What's so beautiful about it is they all do such a great job of listening to each other and watching each other and responding. It's a very much a give and take. It's really fun to watch in rehearsal, actually.
And then you bring that give and take on stage with the characters that both of you play.
Absolutely. Outside of the plant, of course, there's the romantic relationship that grows from Seymour's success of feeding the man-eating plant. You know, his fame and success comes, and then eventually a romantic relationship with Audrey. And that blossoms throughout the show. You have to come see the ending. I don't want to give too many spoilers away. But yeah, there's the typical interactions of on the stage with other characters in the cast as well.
Jenna?
I'm treated very poorly by my boyfriend in the first act. And with Seymour being very successful, or getting very successful, I see him as like a hero and he kind of saves me. So I do fall in love with him. And I think actually I love him the whole time. It's just with the situation I'm in, I physically can't until I see how he is, or what the plant made him,
right.
So.
This just taps into age-old stories, long before talking plants, although I'm sure there are probably some stories back in antiquity about talking plants that we just haven't quite discovered yet.
Well, I think everybody can identify with the idea of the everyman trying to move forward in life or getting something that they wish they could have, going for a better life, as we talk about that all the time. So it's kind of like, what if we had people who were in a really bad situation to start with, really reaching for what we would consider just an average life, really? And that's what Audrey sings about, you know, I really just want a nice little house and a nice little picket fence and a toaster, and that's it. And so they get this opportunity through this fantastic situation, which I don't know how that turns out, but
that's left to the imagination, as it should be.
Yes.
We'd like to hear a little bit of it right now.
Sure.
You know, sometimes I think Mr. Mushnick's too hard on you.
Oh, I don't mind. After all, I owe him everything. He took me out of the Skid Row home for the boys when I was just a little tyke. Gave me a warm place to sleep, under the counter. Nice things to eat, like meatloaf and water. Floors to sweep and toilets to clean and every other Sunday off.
You know, I think you ought to raise your expectations, Seymour. Now that we're getting successful, I mean. Why don't you start with some new clothes? No offense, but with all the interviews and photo sessions, a big, important experimental botanist has to look the part.
I'm a very bad shopper, Audrey. I don't have good taste, like you.
Well, I could help you pick things out.
You could?
Sure.
You'd go shopping with me?
Sure.
You'd be seen in a public place, like a department store, with me?
Sure.
Tonight?
I can't tonight. I've got a date, but I'd like to go with you some other time.
Sure. I'll pencil you in.
I'll bet you get a lot of dates now, huh?
Not dates exactly, but a lot of gardening clubs been calling asking me to give lectures.
Gee.
Imagine me giving lectures. I never even finished grade school.
That doesn't matter. You have life experience.
Some experience. I don't even know what it's like to fly in an airplane.
Me neither.
Or eat a fancy dinner at Howard Johnson's.
Me neither.
Or ride a motorcycle.
Oh, it's no big deal, and besides, it's dangerous.
It is?
Extremely dangerous. Now, I better go fix my face. My date will be here any minute.
Well done. I was just thinking about how much escapism is in this story. That's something that comes in and out of season as well. Maybe that's part of the appeal behind this work.
Absolutely. I think a lot of the reason myself, and maybe I'm speaking for other people, but a lot of the reason we're getting involved in these productions is to kind of tap out of your own world. I mean, there is so much involved in a production that you can find those relatable moments, and we want to relate those characters to the audience as well. But I mean, you're giving yourself each night of rehearsal a few hours to get out of your everyday life. And then even in production, just kind of tapping out of what you're doing on the daily to kind of escape from those situations and walk in someone else's shoes.
Well, Audrey doesn't do anything but think about what if, what could be. And she yearns for something better. And that's what makes it so fun to be her, is that I come in and I'm this trapped person, and then I get to imagine what life could be. And, you know, every person imagines that. Even when they live a supposedly normal life, they always imagine, you know, what if? And so that's what's so fun, is that I get to think about myself in those situations to kind of make it more realistic. What if I had something better? What if I could do something to improve myself? And it also is so fun because you really learn from the characters you play. I learned not to take people for granted because she lives such a horrible life. And so I learned it's always better what you have. And so I love this character. I think this is my dream character. So being her is so amazing.
I'm a huge monster movie fan. So recreating those old B sci-fi monster movies, so awesome. I don't know. Do you guys feel like you're in a monster movie?
Yeah.
I mean, how much fun is that, you know? She's actually in a white gown. We do a lot of silhouettes, and a lot of the monster opens its mouth really wide. And that's just really fun for me. I've had a great time trying to throw in a whole bunch of references that I hope people who follow that will kind of notice and see. So that's escapism for me as well. It's just fun. A parody of it is a lot of fun. And then commenting on itself, doing that, makes the joke, so.
Well, Maggie, Jenna, Garrett, thank you, and all the best.
Thank you.
Little Shop of Horrors opens tomorrow night at 8 p.m. at Chattanooga Theater Center.